Hallelujah. I appreciate sincere front row, middle row, back row, song leader. You know, praise the Lord. Amen. You don't get this everywhere, brother, sister. I don't get to preach out too much, but I love preaching here. Oh, brother, you can't say that. Oh, I love the Lord. And I love the Lord in you. And I love people when they love the Lord. That's right. If you got your Bibles tonight. Remember those that aren't here tonight? Some of you sisters just had this idea. We haven't seen our sister Juanita in a little while now. I think it'd be good if some of you sisters give her a call maybe. No, you didn't give me a nod, Sister Violet. I know, I understand. I know, sis. Yes, sis? Okay. Okay. Well, sometimes when the pastor calls you, you know, he's just coming to come get you, you know. So, sister calls you, maybe it come over a little bit different. That was just an idea I had. If you don't feel led, that's fine, Sister Violet. That's all right. I'm just kidding you, sis. I'm kidding you. Just Sister Suzanne, give me this. Sister Violet's just kind of. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad we're all family around here?
Yes, amen.
Some people might. You don't get no complex now, sis, all right? Hallelujah. Might move from the front row, get a little scared, be up here. Turn with your Bibles tonight. Hebrews chapter 6. I'm going to go back to Deuteronomy after this. Praise the Lord. Make sure I don't mess this up. On Sunday the 18th, good Lord willing, Brother Alexander is going to be preaching for us. 25th, Brother Nathan Erickson. And I'm trying to get to our Brother Josiah Cornett, preach the Wednesday in between and maybe take a few weeks off for Brother Andrew. Just feel led to do that. I feel like I need just a little bit of time to just spend with the Lord, you know. Some of you believe that, some of you maybe not, but there we go. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
And sisters. But I do enjoy hearing others, but I already know what happens. You know, it's, you just sit there and you get feeling good and you're a preacher. You're like, man, I wish I could back up there and say something, but I usually get my little 15 minutes in after someone else anyways. I try not to. I don't want to, because I believe in God using other gifts, and I'm not there to take away from that by any means. But if I got a little something to help out, that's all right too, I think.
Yep.
Maybe. Is that okay? You all can help out too. Give me a good shout of praise and thank the Lord. And we'll get to that here in a minute. But I was pressed upon this thought right away after service Sunday. So let's see how this goes. If you got your Bibles again. Hebrews 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, doctrines of baptisms and laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. It's like stop right there, Deuteronomy chapter 2. Deuteronomy chapter 2, and we'll start at verse 1. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, you've compassed this mountain long enough, turn you northward. For tonight I like to preach, stop coming out and start going in. Say it one more time. Stop coming out and start going in. Amen. Let's bow our heads together tonight. Every head bowed, every eyes closed. Would you like to lift up a knee to the Lord? Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you're here. I believe you're the Word. I believe you'll speak to me, and I believe you know my heart. You'll fulfill my desire because you promised it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, how we love you tonight. How we appreciate you, Lord. And in a world that's hustle and bustle and running around and nobody knows where they're going. It's just like a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off and no mind to even know where they're going or what they're doing. But God, you came to us in this last day. You sent us a voice and it showed us where we came from, Lord. It showed us where we're going and it showed us a God that loved us and that cares for us, Father. And we're grateful tonight to know you, Lord. And we're grateful to have a desire to be in your house and to fellowship with you, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you wouldn't be slack concerning your promises as you promised in the Bible, but you'd be right here on the point of everyone's need tonight. Lord, as we stand at the door and knock, may you be ready to answer, Lord, and fulfill the desire that's on every heart that's here. I pray, Lord, you take the word. May it come off the pages by the Holy Spirit. Speak through this live, this gift that you've given to me. But God, feed all of our souls tonight that we might grow closer to you. Have your way tonight, Lord. Fulfill every desire on the hearts of your children, I pray. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. I'm going to paraphrase some quotes and things tonight. I want to try not to keep you as long, and it seems to be every time I say that, I keep you longer. So maybe I need to quit saying that and just preach or something. Hallelujah. We had a good old time in the Lord Sunday, did we not? Praise the Lord for that and that word that He gave us at the end of service. How I appreciate that. How I appreciate the working of the Spirit. And that's kind of what led me on to this thought tonight. I read a quote here on Sunday that was profound. I think most of y'all would agree. I'm going to read it again. It's out of The Hidden Life with Christ, 1956. That isn't it, friends, what I'm trying to say. The church of today. Instead of walling around out there in justification and laying here on the altar, they ought to be in here consecrated. The time of miracles is at hand. The time of healings, the time of great things is at hand. But where is the church to receive it? See what I mean? We play with it. We tamper with it. We just petty around with it and never get right into it. So the voice is coming this day. I understand, brother, sister, redemption's twofold. You come out, but you also go in. Many voices have come to say, get out, get out, get out, get out. The voice of the three angels, or God and the two angels, they had the same message, get out. But one of them went in. And it wasn't Lot, brother, sister. Amen. We've all heard the voice, I believe, tonight. Those of us, we've received the Holy Ghost. We've been given a commission to get out. Come out of her, my people. Amen. But too many of us stop there, and we lay on the altar, and we repent over and over again. We continually keep coming out. We keep coming out. We keep coming out. And what do? You don't do anything for God. You just lay down. You just complain. You just wallow. You say, I can't do nothing. I'm worthless. I make mistakes. I do this fault and failure. I can't do nothing. God leads me, and I don't do it. He gives me inspiration. I miss it. And all you do is keep coming out, coming out, coming out, coming out. That's not what God called us to do. He called us to go in. Amen. And if you'll just press in, you can't go back. There's no way to come. Why would you need to come out? You're going the right way, brother, sister. And if you put on the brakes, there's no sitting still in life. You're heading backwards. God, help us tonight to catch the word. It's time to press forward and to not put those things back there. I'm not getting ahead of myself. I'm trying. But you already know the scripture. Forgetting those things which are behind, I press towards the mark. He said, not as though I've already attained, but I keep pressing. I keep going forward. Why? I've got no time to look back no more. He had tried it once. God told Paul, you're going to Rome, Paul. You're going to preach at Rome. And he said, Lord, I was there when they killed your servant Stephen. And God and Jesus Christ, it's in red letters, pretty much tells him, shut up. Get going to Rome. Quit looking back. Quit coming out and just go in. Amen. Be what God has called you. And this has been a dilemma in every age, brother, sister. It takes intellectual faith to come out, but it takes revelation faith to go in. Amen. Intellectual faith got Israel out of Egypt. All they had to do was look around and say, wow, look at all them frogs. Look at all them lies. Look at that hail. That was pretty bad for them guys. Look at that darkness, pretty light over here. Hey, all their sons are dead. Mine's still alive. Intellectual faith said, we might want to get out.
Amen.
But when they got to the Red Sea, intellectual faith didn't help. Come on. But praise God, there's still a prophet there who got the word and got them through. Then, right after that, they should have had faith to go in. Isn't that right? It would have been a three, 4 days journey. Instead, what happened? They started walking around a mountain. And God didn't walk for a little bit. We understand. But he said, look, you've walked around this mountain long enough. Turn northward.
Amen.
Hey, also, head that way. Not east a little bit, not west. Go north. Why? Head right to the promised land.
Amen.
Don't divert. Get there now.
Amen.
But what began to happen? Began to complain. Began to murmur. Began to... intellectual faith will get you out of Egypt, but it won't get Egypt out of you.
Right.
Amen. When in faith, you know, we talk about understanding the Word and coming out of sin and things, but if you don't have a revelation of where you're going, then you don't really know what you're leaving. You're just going on what we call the death walk. And too many Christians, as Brother Bram said, get just enough religion to make themselves miserable. Why? They've done this. They came out of the world, so-called. But instead of getting the tie cut off and getting the real Holy Ghost, come on now, and getting something that'll press them into it, they just lay back and say, well, I just ain't good enough for that. Only that sister can speak in tongues. Only that brother can prophesy. Only that man can preach. I can't do nothing. And you waste so much time trying to come out of sin, you never go into what God called you to do. We've got too much fear. That's the problem. You got to have faith that God forgave you, that God washed you, that God cleansed you, because He's the Holy Ghost, and He can't come into something that's unholy. So in order for Him to be in you, if you claim you got it, come on now. Don't presume now. If you're presuming, you're in trouble. But if you got it, and He made you holy. He became us that we might become Him. And Brother Branham specifically says in the Church Age book, that scripture's right out, I believe, 1st, 2nd Corinthians somewhere, chapter 5, I think. But to accept one is to accept the other. That just shows you the going out and the coming in are supposed to be hand in hand. But they just aren't for too many. Justification, sanctification, baptism, Holy Ghost are supposed to go hand in hand. But they don't. Why? People only got enough faith to go so far. But the bride ain't called for that. We're called for perfection. And Paul dealt with the same thing in his day as Moses did. We've got the commission. You've seen miracle after miracle after miracle. But why did God show Israel that? Was so that they would trust Moses and do what Moses said. Instead, they bickered and complained and reasoned and say, well, if it was really God, we wouldn't be at this Red Sea. If it was really God, we wouldn't have a dry time. If it was really God, I never would have went through a church split. If it was really God, that preacher wouldn't have made fun of me. If it was really of God, that sister wouldn't have spread gossip about me. Bring it home, brother, sister. But God allowed that. God pressed that. Why? To press all of you out. Why? Because you're going into something. A perfect man. Not an unperfect man. Not a half-good person. I'm talking Him. And Paul was coming to the Hebrews the same way. He said, we're done. You've been baptized. You've repented. You got the Holy Ghost. It's time to go on to perfection. But what he said, only if God permit. Why? God will not take you if you will not go. There's no exceptions. I don't care who you are, who you aren't. There's no exceptions. If you're called of God, but look, you need to be chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many come out, but very few go in. Jesus came. Many had faith to come out of the Sadducees and the Pharisees and everything and go follow Him. Multitudes, it says. But what was the problem? They had no faith. They didn't really believe it. So when it came down to believing that He was truly the Son of God, gone. When it came down to you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. Look at that. He's telling them to drink a human's blood. According to Moses, you ain't supposed to do that. See, your intellectual faith fell apart real quick, didn't it? Remember that they told a story that it wasn't the angel of the Lord that pushed the stone. It says they paid him off. They told him, they paid the guards off and say, go tell them. The disciples came by night and pushed it away. And that's what got published in the papers. That's what the critic found 40 years ago when he went researching it. And that's what he said, you guys are a bunch of baloney. Look at the evidence, I got it. Oh, you're using a Bible. That was written by John. Of course he came up with a story to cover it up. He's a disciple. Oh my, yeah. Hallelujah. But I've got the evidence. No, I've got the evidence. Yeah. I got the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. You can bicker and complain, but when they sent the spies, two believed in the evidence. Yeah. And they said, we're more than able. And it took a half Jew. I don't know, you might not believe that, but I believe Caleb was a half Jew. He was a renegade. He was a son of Jephunneh. Nobody knows who that is. Kenizzite, if you want to go look it up. I'm not trying to get into it. But the point is, he was a man of no reputation. And he's the one that stood up and said, we are more than able. Amen. Stifled that voice, just as it did in every age. Denominationalism. That we're just not good enough. We're only good enough to come out. We can't actually go in. Hallelujah. This is Philippians 3:13. Let me read that again. But brethren, I paraphrase it. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Reaching forth. That means you've got a part to play. When Brother Branham preached Stature of a Perfect Man, it comes out of 1 Peter or 2 Peter chapter 1. He says, you know, we've escaped the corruption of the world through lust. We've come out of that. And besides this, add to your faith virtue. Give all diligence. You say, well, is that works? No, I'm already saved. Amen. There's nothing. We're done. The sin question is settled. Go in. Go northward. Quit walking around the same mountain. Coming out of sin, going into sin. Coming out of sin, going into sin. Good enough, not good enough. Had a good service, dry time. Come on. God didn't call us to that. He called us into a hidden life with Christ. He called us into a consecration to where it's just you and Him, to where you live with Him, just to think for a moment that God wants to fellowship with you. Amen. You want to know when? Always. Always. Say, when I did that? Yes. When Adam sinned, the first thing he should have done is go right to the Lord. We wouldn't be in this mess. I don't believe that. I believe Christ would have came, blood would have been shed, and we'd have been good. Instead, I said, nope, not going to do that. Brother Branham said that. He said if they wouldn't have sinned, he said that the first child they brought forth is Christ, the redemption of everyone else. Amen. Amen. Coming out of Influence 1963, I'm not trying to be different. It's trying to be sincere. I believe that we're in the last days, and we got a great message. But all of our shouting and speaking in tongues will be of no effect. You can see it among us. You can see that we're growing in numbers, but are we growing in power? We're still on the same grounds we were when we started 40 years ago. We are on the same grounds we were when we started 50 years ago. Come on now. Don't get all too quiet on me. You say, was that just about us? That because our sister spoke in tongues Sunday and we had a good shouting time? No, sir. We ought to have those things. Look, we all believe that the shuck looks like the seed. Isn't that right? But the shuck's not right. Well, if the shuck is looking like the seed, I don't think I can explain this. The seed ought to look like the shuck. The shuck shouted and danced and had power. I believe the seed ought to have shout and dance and have power. But if there's no power behind it, real, I'm talking genuine presence of God to vindicate that word, to prove that it's not wrong. It's not man's wisdom, but it's God showing Himself that He vindicates it. That's the difference. That's the difference between nominal Christianity and true Holy Ghost filled people. And why does God do it? He does it so we believe in whom He has sent. Why did God vindicate Moses? So that Israel would believe Him. And they would have been sitting in the promised land having a good time had they just done that. Why did God vindicate Paul? So that they would believe Him and be blessed in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, which was their inheritance since the foundation of the world. And that same inheritance has come back to the bride. And God sent a voice to tell us all about it. And what did He say? Why does God come here and give discernment and signs and wonders? It's so that you'll believe in what I'm telling you. Amen. That the time of great things is at hand. But where's the church to receive it? It's the bride of Christ. She's there to receive it. But if you keep just coming out and saying, wallowing, we call it a roller coaster of sin and doubt and everything else, you'll never press in. Thank God. I love how it's Joshua, but Brother Alexander brought that out, that Joshua made one mistake we know in the Bible. He made a league with the Gibeonites. And when the Gibeonites got in trouble, that's why they made the league, so they could have Israel and they could mooch off of them. God help us to not be the mooches in the church. Praise God. I'll go to that church because I can mooch the joy off that brother. I can mooch the, you know, I can't fellowship for the Lord. I'll just rebuke everybody else, but that one brother does and I feel good. Well, why don't you be the one then? Hallelujah. Feeling good tonight. I'm just preaching, having a good time. Brother Alexander brought that out, that in the middle of that mistake and reaping for it. Isn't that right? Here we go. The Gibeonites are getting into war. They told Israel, hey, you made a league with us. Come help us. And Joshua, for the oath's sake, did it. That's right. You know what happened in that battle? They were running out of time. And Joshua wasn't busy coming out of sin. He was busy going in. He was busy trying to get to the promised land. So he didn't have time to wallow in his mistake. He said, God commissioned me. He commissioned me when I didn't know nothing about it, when all I did was sit in the church longer than everyone else. Come on now, you know the Bible, don't you? It specifically says that Moses was in the presence of the Lord and Moses went out to preach, but Joshua stayed in church. No wonder God can't call anybody. We can't find somebody that'll just stay there just to be a part of it, just to be a support. Everybody's got to be a big shot, got to be the biggest one and be on the front and got to be a preacher. Brother, sister, I didn't preach for 7 years serving the Lord. Come on now. That means I sat on my hands. I found a tape. When I went through, y'all, you look at my Facebook anyways. I found a tape. Listen now. And when I was going through all my old CDs and things, when it was the 3rd of June, 2009. Brother Craig was preaching. You look at me in the front row. I got somebody sitting with me. I've lifted with this guy ever since. I was still witnessing. In 3 days, I was getting married. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm not interested in this life at all. It's going in. It's finding souls. And it should take preeminence of our lives. How many times have we seen that? Well, I'm getting married this week. Can't preach. Oh, man, I understand maybe Saturday when you're getting married, but come on now. God help me, but I've asked certain ministers and some of their reasons for not wanting to come preach. I don't know if I agree with, brother, sister. I understand if you're Brother Branham and you're getting called 4,000 different places, you got to say no to someone. But I just don't quite feel that way about some of this. Why is it too much prestige getting in the message? Come on now. It's time to go in. Go into what? That I'm in heavenly places. That I'm busy about my Father's business. And if God calls me to preach, He ought to be busy about it. Not just doing it when it's convenient, doing it when it's not convenient. And that goes the same with you, brother and sister. Come on now. Not skipping church when it's convenient. Get there. Oh, yeah, it was hard. I had to sacrifice. Praise God. Do it anyhow. You don't think I ever sacrificed to get behind here and preach? Well, yeah, you're preaching, brother. I did the same thing. God is my witness. I was probably more sincere before I got married. Ooh, man, I must have to hide for that one, huh? Y'all couldn't accept that. But what I'm just saying, you understand, I didn't have a wife. I didn't have kids. I had a job. I did have college. I understand I was busy. But when I got home, I had me. Some of you get that all the time and you just waste it on something else. Invest into the Lord. That's right. Amen. Maybe then God will show you what you're called to. Maybe you can actually do something for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. But are we growing in power? We're still on the same grounds that we were when we started 40 years ago. Where we should already be over in the promised land. Influence. One minister's wife let down and did this, and one minister started so-and-so, and the rest just started. Oh, may we like Uzziah here. Let's not let nothing influence us but the Word of God. Let that be our influence. Bring ourselves back to the faith, back to the correction of the Scripture, no matter what the rest of the world has to do. And sometimes I do feel like I stick out like a sore thumb. Brother, sister, if you stand for this Word, you will feel that way, and you're going to feel more like that in this message as time goes on. Why? This minister's letting down. This one's letting down. And it's getting popular to do this. And it's getting popular to have youth meetings and not worry about the preaching. Just skip that. Let's play volleyball all day. Or if we're going to have a service, just rush this along, brother. We got activities today. That is the activity. The problem is we've been taught too long that church is just a religious affair. I'm talking about where two or three gather together. That Christ can come and show Himself alive. When? Every single time. Hallelujah. It's a time for the Bible to come off the page and said, be they ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. All you got to do is think of Jesus and you'll stop making excuses. All you got to do is think of what He went through to preach. Come on. What He went through to go to church. What He went through. Look, and they didn't want Him there. Sometimes we feel bad. Somebody don't like us or something. We're not going to go nowhere around that. Get over that, brother, sister. You do what God calls you to do. Be faithful and just let Christ live. Hallelujah. We've been born again by the Spirit of God, but God has called the bride in this day to adoption, to sons and daughters of God. Yes, I understand that your new birth brings you into the body of Christ. That is our adoption into the body of Christ. But in this age, we're to be manifested sons of God, to walk like Jesus did. They didn't do that in Luther's day. They didn't do that in Irenaeus. It was waning and waning and waning till the seed almost died. Then it began to grow back, but not in this age, brother, sister. Amen. You're just supposed to be just like Jesus. Amen. Hear ye Him. Amen. Hear ye her. The bride of Christ. That's what we're called to be in this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Side of the adoption, Brother Branham says this, so that's adoption. What did he do? He predestinated us unto adoption. He gave us the Holy Ghost, but wait a minute, adoption, that's what we're talking about, adoption. Come down a little bit more now. Letting off the pressure, 1962. His word cannot fail. He's God. And what a refuge that is. What a consolation to know that we're not children tossed to and, tossed about not knowing what we're doing. See, when you come as a child, that's what you act like. You don't know. You're just guessing, right? Little Johnny, go pick up a knife. Don't know how to use it. Might get hurt. That's right. But praise God, we got a father that watches to make sure. But one day, Johnny goes up, and Johnny knows how to use the knife. And it's not a knife no more, it becomes a sword. And he knows how to put it in his hand of faith and get something done for the kingdom. Amen. When before, when he just got born again, he might have flew off on the handle a few times and said a couple things he shouldn't have said. Oh, we can't do, oh, we don't allow for growth no more, do we? Somebody gets born again, we think they ought to be adopted sons of God. You got to grow. That's right. And God didn't call you to make somebody else grow. He called the Holy Ghost. And not your Holy Ghost to help somebody else's. Well, maybe help once in a while. You understand the difference. You've seen it. People think that God called them to make somebody else perfect. That ain't true. That ain't true at all. God looked for a tutor. He found one. That was Himself. The Spirit of God. That's right. And if it really is the Spirit of God and you trying to help somebody else, that Spirit will agree with this one because it's the same one. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. We know, excuse me, what a consolation to know that we're not children tossed about, not knowing where we're going. We know where we're going. God promised it. He vindicates His promises. And people might tell you that we're just too emotionally. It is an emotion course in one way. One way it is emotion. But anything that hasn't gotten emotion is dead. So if your religion hasn't got a little emotion about it, you better bury it because it's dead. Before we get all starchy message believers anymore. God help us to get back to realizing what this is really all about. We weren't just bad, brother, sister. We didn't just need a little polishing up. We were done. We were filth. We were disgusting. And not only that, we became God's enemy in that sinful condition. But in that condition, God knew that we would need the Word for our day, and He brought it faithfully. He didn't have to. He said, except I smite the earth with a curse. Praise God He did it. And He brought us the Word. Why? To come out and to go in. To go into what? My inheritance. My sonship. What do you think we're going to see? What do you think we're going to see in heaven? We're going to see Him. And if you can see Him now, you'll see Him there. If you can't see Him now, you'll never see Him there. Too many people come out because it's convenient. Come out because it makes sense. Brothers, sisters, I'd never give you faith to go in. It made sense in the days of Israel that if we stay in Egypt, we're going to die. But then they got to where they were in the wilderness, and there was giants in the land. And they said, it don't matter which way we go, we're going to die. We might as well go back to Egypt. Many people, unfortunately, have got that same thing in this message because they didn't actually believe it. It took some man-made interpretation of it. And tried to go follow that. And what did it do? It led them to another wilderness. It led them to a Dathan and Korah. Didn't know what they were talking about. And started spouting off. And before you know it, the earth opened up and swallowed them all up. Hallelujah. Got really quiet, but that's the truth. That's what's going on, brother, sister. But there still is a Joshua. There still is a Caleb. And there still is a whole nother generation that will believe that same message. I wasn't even there to come out when Brother Branham brought the message, but I believe it. I was born out of season, but I got enough faith in that and what I've heard, what I've seen, that we can make it. And I'm going in. So, well, this brother didn't, this one, I give me all the bad examples you want. There's still a Joshua and Caleb. We still got men of faith that are still holding to the Word that are up in their 70s and 80s. That's right. Thank God for it. There ain't many, though. There ain't. That's right. But they're still there. I believe they might have a few make it to the coming of the Lord. But you watch how many he's already starting to drop off. Why is that? God's taking people home. I believe that. There'll be a few. There'll be. It's got to get so small to where the world won't never know what happened. That's right. You say, well, what's the point of me trying if there ain't? If there's only going to be so little, how can I do it, brother, sister? You got to get some real faith. That if there's only one in the world going to go. It's you. Why? Because Jesus said, whosoever believes, let him come. And you say, well, Lord, I don't know about next fellow, but I know I believe.
Amen.
That means I'm coming. I've met your requirement, Lord.
Sure.
Let me finish that. I'm sorry. So if your religion hasn't got a little mush, you better bury it because it's dead. So certainly it's thrilling. When Jesus came into Jerusalem, the people screamed and shouted until people said, make them hold their peace. He said, if they hold their peace, the rocks will immediately cry out. The Son of God was on the road and something has to come out in its presence. Now, the Son of God is here tonight. I believe that. I'm not no Son of God. That's capital S now. I'm not no Son of God. I'm an adopted Son of God. Where's your excuse? We got this all messed up. Isn't that right? See, when I was born again, I didn't start pastoring the next day. All right? So there's a difference between your actual birth in the Lord and when God adopts you for what He calls you. That's true. Many don't think that. But when Jesus is a little bit different than you and I. In one regard, He didn't have to become the Word. He was. He didn't have to learn anything. He knew it. That's right. He learned experience, sure, and reality of life. But as far as knowledge, He had it all. That's right. Come on. He was human and God at the same time. I'm not trying to teach oneness or you understand. I'm not trying to go to the Godhead right now, but you understand He was man and God. Yeah, but the God part knew it all. That's right. Judas didn't hide a thing. That's right. Pharisees didn't hide nothing. He knew what was in their heart. He knew exactly what to say, and they didn't even say nothing. How did he figure that out? Because he had the Spirit of God. And yet we've had the same thing come in this day. Why is it so hard to believe? Because the difference between this man and Jesus is this man actually had some faults. This man had failures. But I'm going to say right now, you ain't going to find me another man that showed the kind of character Brother Branham did. That's right. I don't mean to say that we can't live the standard of Brother Branham. We can. We will. But I'm telling you, he's the example for this hour. That's right. You show me somebody else that complained about sacrifice. And no, sir, brother, sister. Man gave his whole life to this. And we just take it, put it on the shelf, don't even listen to it no more. Let somebody else read it. Don't even know what the seals are because I never picked the can't read the book. Brother, sister, if you don't know what it's about, how are you going to know what to do? So I can't figure it out. It ain't about figuring out. It's about wanting it. It's about this is what I want. You know, I'm sorry, I just can't. I have to base on my experience. You know, I can't go based on somebody else's experiences. When I got the Holy Ghost, nobody crammed a church book down my throat. Nobody said I had to read the Bible. I wanted it. Why? Something new had happened. A new person was alive. The other man was dead. And now that I've come out, I said, but I got to get in. Where am I going to go? And God was faithful to that sincere desire of any believer. He'll show you the path. It's His Word.
Amen.
He'll bring you right to the promise of this hour. It'll be one step at a time. God, give us patience. Give us endurance. Give us faith. Give us a perfect man's character to press on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am an adopted son of God. Like you are. Hallelujah. I'm a portion of His Spirit. And if His Spirit's in me, if I told you I had the spirit of John Dillinger, you expect me to guns, be an outlaw. If I told, and brother, sister, we got this big old gun craze going on. I might have saw my post on that one too. I ain't trusted no gun to save my family or me. Maybe you want to fight for that or whatever and buy your whole arsenal and get ready. But that sounds like you getting ready for a tribulation. I'm ready to get out.
Amen.
No wise anyway. What are you going to do when nuke drops? We already know that's going to happen. God help us to quit investing, especially in America, that we've already had a vision, is waste.
Amen.
Maybe if you're away from Russia and the Vatican and the United States, maybe, right? But no, it's not going to happen. It's going to hit the whole world. That's right. We've already had a prophet tell us that. Quit investing in that. Invest in this. The Word. The truth. The God that'll get you out before any of that comes. If I had John Dillinger, expect me to have guns and be an outlaw. If I told you the spirit of an artist was in me, expect me to paint the pictures. If I told you the spirit of some great soldier, expect me to know all the arms and everything because the spirit is in me. If I tell you the spirit of Christ is in me, then I should do the works of Christ. Live the kind of life that He lived, a sacrifice life for the people. That is right. I think of the time when the prophet went to the people when they wanted to make themselves like the rest of the people. That's where they made a sad mistake. When they wanted a king and wanted to act like the rest of the people, it's too bad that we ever put denomination in Pentecost, breaking down the bars and things. It's too bad. It's cut off the other fella. We oughtn't to want to act like the rest of the churches. We are a born-again group of people. We are free. We are bound down by no man's creed. We are free in Christ. Now, but it's too bad they did it. But we're still free by God's grace, and He's with us tonight. We don't have to be tossed about saying, you have to do this, and you have to do that, and do that. We just see Christ come among us. Glory to God. That's why Paul said, I desire to know nothing among you but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Why? Because in that death was a blood cell, and in that blood cell poured open a spirit, and that's the witness that God sent to show where He is. It's not a track book. It's not a sermon on a tape. It's a lived life. It's a lived presence. God, help people to recognize He's here tonight and quit giving something else praise. Give Him praise. Hallelujah! That's what we're looking for. Where is He at? And if you need truth, you've seen it over and over again, haven't you? He lives here in His Word that's in every believer. And if God's given you the Holy Ghost, He's called you to an adopted life. He's called you to speak in tongues, to prophesy, to pray in the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit. Come on. Have the angel of the Lord visit your house. Oh, that's just Peter. No, brother, sister. We know what Brother Branham said. It's your lack of consecration. That's why. Amen. He's there. Amen. Oh, yeah, He is. If you're a born-again believer, they're there. Amen. You just never allow to see Him because you never get to the point where you're in the right condition to see it. Right. And you don't have to always see just with your eyes. Understand. Amen. But you can be where you know. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn to a scripture here. 2 Corinthians 6. Enjoy the Word tonight. Stop coming out and start going in. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I have to give me a drink here for a minute. Of course, in my soul, I'm drinking from a fountain that never runs dry, so I'm feeling pretty good. Hallelujah. I'm just so glad. Aren't you so glad?
Yeah.
Could have been believing a lie. Could have, you know, we start going to First Church of God. There's just always in my heart something. I know this ain't right. You know what I mean? It's the grace of God, brother, sister, that God put that in us. That's right. If you look at popularity and things, why would you come here? Why would you come here? There's, well, maybe we've had 30. I don't know. Maybe a 40 when Nathan came to one time. You come here. You got this preacher spits all over the place. I know that. You can lie to me all you want to, but I see it all over my iPad. So I know when I'm walking around, it's got to be on you all. Can't talk right, talk like a high schooler half the time. Why? Because there's a difference, because He's here.
Amen.
And you know what? People get their idea of what Jesus would have sounded like preaching, but I'm telling you, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Wouldn't have said everything just elegantly as we think. He talked like the common people. He said, ain't, don't, nothing got you. They understood Him. They did. Even Paul, we think, well, I can be intellectual like Paul. Paul said, I took all of that. And I put it in the dunghill.
Yeah. Yeah.
To where you could say, my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom.
Right.
We're starting to make that a requirement in the message.
Right.
Now, trust me, you heard me say we ought to read the tapes and read the books. And right. Amen. But you also don't need to read the whole thing for you to do something for God. You hear me now?
Sure.
If you've got enough understanding to go do something for the Lord.
Right.
That's right, because there's many people that, well, he's called to preach, but he's, you know, has he read the church age book 10 times? Well, maybe not. He ain't had enough time yet. I usually want to ask, have you? Because you're not doing anything that's in there.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the frustrating part. Sometimes I've met people that been supposed to be serving the Lord for years and years, some song leaders and stuff, and you tell them, well, you know, we should do this, and blah, blah. You just kind of go on because you know what Brother Branham said about it, but they don't.
Yeah.
And later you're like, oh, that's why they looked at me funny. They never read the quotes for. Brother, sister, I'm just talking for myself right now. When I said I'd be a Sunday school superintendent, that's the first thing I did. What did Brother Branham say about it? And I found out. If I had scripture, I would have used that, but there's not really scripture for that. And everything he said, that's what I did. Amen. Come on now. And you say, well, what about me, brother? What are you called to? If you're a housewife, make the Bible the absolute. That's right. It says, serve your husband as unto the Lord.
Right.
But if he does this, then I don't have... Nope. You saying that because you a brother? No, brother, you got to love her like she's your own. Or like you, she's you. That's right. So there ain't no compromising here. That's the point. It's got to become an absolute. But look, don't get Laodicean. The head of the house is the man. I'm going to make sure that's laid down because that spirit gets in churches real fast. That will destroy a church. That's right. Some churches, the women run the church and nobody even knows it. That's right. Because if you run households, you run the church. That's right. The head of the house is the man. I'm going to bust that. I don't know where that thing came from. If your husband says to do it, sis, that's where the way it goes. Say, well, I know better. No, you don't. If you know better, you do what the word said and do what he said. But brother, take an account now. You're responsible. If it flops, it's you. See, sis, that ought to take a little pressure off from listening, shouldn't it? At least it would for me. Sometimes I'm like, I wish you could make a few decisions around here. But no, I understand. But God calls us. It's the same in church, too. And that's none of your responsibilities what happened. As far as if it goes wrong, it's me. That's right. That's all right. Because I love you enough. I'm sure glad Christ loved me enough to identify with me and all my nonsense.
Amen.
I can do that for some brothers and sisters, too.
Sure.
Amen. We ought to do it for one another. Right. Going to preach this here in a minute. We'll try. 2 Corinthians 6:16. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That's what we're called to. Now keep reading. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Come out, but go in. Come out of sin, but then make sure the Lord's received you in. Don't just sit here on the fence. I'm sorry to break it to you. Devil owns the fence. Yes, he does. If you're just feeling like a religious person but never really got the Holy Ghost, don't know nothing about all this supernatural going on, don't have no discernment of the Spirit, brother, sister, go in. Just sitting on the fence.
Amen.
Devil push any old way. Come out and go in, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. Let me read you Spiritual Food in due season, 1965. He's talking about the vision and things, and I don't want to go too much into that. I'm trying to wrap this up. I said, God appears in whirlwinds. I didn't know whether he wanted me to tell the people or not. It's the vision about Alaska and all those things. I went on and prayed a little bit. They told me I could tell them. I said, it's judgment striking the West Coast. Look at her today. Look what happened a few hours after that. Alaska sunk, and now the whole thing is going under. We're entering into the judgment. Mercy has been spurned. But thanks be to God, we got hidden food. Spiritual food that we're living on, the goodness and mercy of the revelation of Jesus Christ in these last days, vindicating himself among his people. Amen. They went in. Elijah went in before the drought set in. Thank God for being in before the judgment sets in. Thank God for being in before the judgment sets in. Now is a time of coming out and going in. Getting out of these organizations. Don't stop there. Getting out of these organizations and getting into Christ. A coming out and going in time for all true believers. Well, where's your pastor, pope, bishop, deacon, whatever? All believers. We should get, see how if you let go of that fear, then when you go pray, you have a new motive to get in.
Amen.
To say, God has called me. Maybe I could give a prophecy. Maybe I could see a bit. See, but if you're too busy trying to come out, you'll never get there.
Amen.
You'll never get there. You'll never slay a giant wondering if God's going to strike you dead.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But God, thank God for Caleb and Joshua. Didn't even faze them a bit. They started walking right in. I said, why? We already got a commission. Footsteps to possessions. That's where I'm going.
Amen.
And your footsteps, sorry, it's not what you want it to be, but it's right here. There you go. Every footstep. Hallelujah. Let God bring you on the ladder. That's right. Take you right on up. It's a time of getting into Christ. It's a time for you to know what God's called you to do. Amen. If you'll start pressing, I hope you're understanding me tonight. If you start pressing and believing God, because you got the Holy Ghost, make sure you understand that. I ain't talking to somebody ain't born again. If you ain't born again, this will flop. You'll go to press. You'll get some devil spirit on you. You'll say, Lord told me this. Doesn't happen. God told me this person. Break a marriage up. Happens to pastors, and they do stuff like that. They sure do. Break a whole church up over nothing. Now, God does send church splits. It does happen. You might not like that preaching either, but it can happen. Unless you're going to tell me that God didn't lead Brother Branham to get out of Brother Davis's church. It's not ideal. It's permissive will. I agree with that for sure. Just as much as divorce is permissive will in almost everybody's life that's around here. That's right. But God worked it out. Yes, He does. Hallelujah. You wouldn't be sitting here hearing the truth. Be out there dying in sin somewhere. And many that walked so-called religions, look, so-called followed the message. Look where they're at now. We got this mess going on every side anymore. Even those that claim to believe this message. It's just ridiculous. I'm not even trying to go there. Some of you might even caught what I was thinking there, but let me read you another quote. I'm going to try to wrap this thought up. Try and do God a service without it being its will. Nor does the revival or do these things happen at the time that we think they ought to happen. All right, let's build a doctrine on the Word now. These things don't happen in a time we think they ought to happen. Some of the greatest services we have, we don't see coming. The greatest services you will not be the time, oh man, God, I really did it this week. I just whipped the devil. I never had one bad thought, never did nothing wrong, and I'm here. I'm prayed up. I feel good. I did this. I. No room for Christ. Now, you should do all those things because you need to get a revelation that legalism is not what you do. It is a spirit. It is a spirit that's on you, and you begin to base things off your actions that the Bible doesn't say are based on your actions. Your blessings are from the Lord. That's right. You're blessed. He called you. He chose you. You're glorified. That's right. You could suffer. You suffer. You know, we understand you reap what you sow and all those things, but you're still blessed of the Lord. That's right. Even Israel and all their nonsense, God's still blessing them. Hallelujah. Still kept sending prophets. You think after the 20th time, might have gave up. You thought about 20th time he came after you and he gave up, but he still kept on coming. Why? Because you're his.
Amen.
So why don't you just quit resisting and go ahead and go in now. Amen. Go into the promised land. Don't be afraid of the supernatural. You're called to that. We've got that in the message. Such a fear is taking over the church that if I'm not this and I'm not that and I wasn't born with this name and I haven't been in church 20 years, I can't do nothing. I got to sit here and look at you. And if I say amen too loud, somebody think I'm trying to boast. And if I stayed up, everybody think I'm trying to get them to look at me. Who are you trying to impress anyways? You kidding me? I'm here to impress one person. There's somebody I want to impress all the time. His name's Jesus. And you know what? He's worth standing up for. He's worth raising my hands for. He's worth using my voice for. He's worth living for, and he's worth dying for. So the revival, you know, it doesn't come the way we think it ought to, and neither in the time that we think it ought to. Listen now. We think it's the time. I'm reading. We think it's the time right now. Glory to God. I notice in our chapters and so forth of the businessmen, they're coming right away. Hallelujah. They're a great revival. Don't be deceived. He has already come, and they did unto him what was list. See, but they think there's a revival. Is it happening? No, it's done. It's dead. It's over. The revival they're looking for. They're believing in a national revival like they had in the 40s and 50s. It's over. It's done. Notice, this is a lamp trimming time. Coming out and going in. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew strength. God is sending us His word even to do what? To get you to quit being a wimp. To have courage. It takes courage to have faith. It takes courage to be able to lay down what you used to be. It takes courage to lay down that, you know what, I'm man enough to say I was wrong, but I'm man enough to say that the blood is good enough for me.
Amen.
God didn't ask us to go down the cross. He didn't get our opinion before He did it. He chose to. And it takes courage to believe that. And God can't use a coward. Amen. We've got too many cowards trying to believe the word. Come up for prayer and say, well, you know, maybe I could get healed. I'm just feeling sick. Brother, sister, go sit down.
Right.
Come up here when you say, you know what? It's over.
Amen.
It's done. The word said it, brother. If you lay hands on me, I'm going to get well.
Amen.
If you want to use James 5, use it. Anoint me with oil, brother. Get the elders up here. I'm getting out of here well.
Amen.
And never let another negative thought. Why? You're a man of courage. You're a man who's willing to stand up, not a coward, because a persecution comes. We already preached on that Sunday. Persecution comes when it doesn't happen right away and you look like an idiot.
Right.
But you stand on the word anyhow.
Amen. That's right.
Maybe that's why some of you ain't got what you wanted to yet. You've been confessing everything else. We say, well, that's what happened. It doesn't matter. What did the Word say about it?
Amen.
Do you understand? This life and all its faults and failures will go away.
Yes.
Guess what that means? They didn't happen in the first place. Somebody's going to believe that. And once you really believe that, you'll stop walling around here in this little pit of sin. You'll recognize, I've already been justified.
Amen.
It's time to go forward. It's time to go northward. It's time to cross Jordan and just whip some giants already. Quit waiting on somebody else to do it. Everybody wants somebody else to kill their giants. That's what happened today. I should have quoted that. I had it somewhere. I thought I did. Maybe I didn't get that. That new fancy phone now, and I had to figure that out the other day. I don't have it. What did Joshua tell him? Joshua's old. Joshua's one of them guys that been there the long road. Been there all the way back since the prophet was here. And what's he go telling the church? What are you doing? Go take the land.
Amen.
You just see that old preacher. Can you see him there laying in his bed? Crippled up, getting hurt, ready to go home, looking around and say, what's the matter with you young pups anyways? When I was your age, I'd run circles around you. Caleb said that. He said, I'm 80, but I fight better now than I did when I was 40. Why? Because I've had 40 more years to invest in God's promise. Give me my mountain. But, John, everybody, you know, if they don't want Ephraim's land when they're Manasseh, they want Ephraim to come help them take over Manasseh. God didn't call it that. The Bible says that we bear one another's burdens, but it says every man will still bear his own burden. Because at the end of the day, Brother Kent, you go home and go to bed, guess who's there? You and the Lord. But with you and the Lord, there's enough to whip everything. You don't need Brother Andrew. And this might offend you, but you don't need Brother Branham. He'd say the same thing.
Amen.
You've got what you need.
Right.
Him.
Absolutely.
Him. And once you recognize what you're called to, you ain't afraid to go in there.
Right.
It's just like, I'm closing right here. It's just like Esther. Isn't it right? Esther, she was called to be queen. That's right. And everybody's shaking their boots because they know what the Word said about it. But she said, I know who I am. I'm the queen.
Right.
I'm the queen. I've been called to be that man's husband. And though everybody else is afraid, even though my pastor don't know nothing about this, I'm going in there.
Amen.
I'm the pastor and I can say that. You think I'd be offended? If you would be offended or jealous, brother, sister, you got the wrong pastor. I want you to excel.
Amen.
I do. I wish you'd just blow me out of the water. You understand what I'm trying to say, I think. Just God use you all over the place. I don't care about that. I want that more. You know what, Brother Andrew sometimes wants to take a nap. I'm busy doing something. That's right. It'd be nice to hear some miracles. And we do. Praise God. I ain't trying to downplay that. I keep a record of that for a reason. We got a whole wall of what God does through this little body here. But you know there's a higher walk for you. You know God's calling you. That's why this message is coming tonight. Go in. Go in and slay. Don't worry about how big they get. They just get bigger and bigger. Just keep slaying. Just keep killing. Don't go back. Keep pressing forward.
Amen.
Let's sing together tonight. Hallelujah. You love Him tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can we worship Him a little while? Where it leads me. Key F, Dad. Hallelujah.
Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with Him, with Him. I can hear my Savior calling.
Take thy cross. Yes, Lord.
Take thy cross and follow me.
Sing that chorus. Where are you? Right there. Playing that tonight, kind of get it right where he wants it to. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Prayer tonight, Lord, wherever you lead me, let me follow. Lord, don't ever let those bloody footprints get too far ahead of me. But what by faith I keep falling right in line, wherever you take me. Hallelujah. Just love seeing the Spirit of God begin to work before I even say anything. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Feel that unity of the Spirit, agreeing with the Word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just let that revelation keep sinking in your heart. Don't make revelation complicated. Some of you got revelation here recently. Simplest thing in the world, but you're here tonight by revelation. You came out of the world by revelation. That's right. It's the same revelation that got you out of the world. It's the same one that tells you to go into Christ. Someone, the same one that Brother Branham said, if I had an arcade and it was all mine, I'm not just going to let it sit up there on the shelf. I'm going to get me a ladder. Go on there and check it out. What are all these blessings of the Lord? You're sitting here sick in body? Just get a little ladder of faith and go find that healing up there. It's there for you. You're losing some joy? That's on the other shelf. Go to that one. Go get it. That's right. You need some love for your brother? I can't love that brother. He can. And he's got it for you. He'll get the faith to go take it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gather the faith, brother, sister. Nobody can make you do it. You got to do it. God gave you the faith. I believe that with all my heart. But it's up to you to be diligent with it. God predestinated us to be adopted. That's right. It's not a daunting task. It's our inheritance. It's what we are. He's led us through seven church ages. He's led us to the seals to show himself to us, that we might see who we are. He didn't forget about you in 2015. Some people think like Jesus forgot those last few years. He don't know what he's doing no more. Yes, he does. I said, Brother Andrew, you don't know what I'm going through. It's not easy to say that. I didn't say it was easy, but it's already overcome. I'll tell you that. You're not going to tell me the blood ain't good enough. It is. You're not going to tell me that this word ain't good enough. It is. If you'll take and apply it and be a man, be a woman of God, be like the saints of old. Remember what it said about Sarah? Her great works, what was it? She called Abraham Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to do something great for God. How about you start right there? Respect your husband. Support him. Love him. Amen, sis. Hallelujah. Pray for him. Get him a drink when you're mad at him. Hallelujah. You'd be surprised what that'd do. That'll cast demons out of your house. Yes, it will. A little bit of kindness. Remember the vision, Brother Branham, or the dream he interpreted? out of blasphemous names. So that box wouldn't hold the Holy Ghost. Just kept leaking right out. What'd he do? He poured some money in. Some brotherly kindness. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost stayed in there. Glory to God. Amen. Maybe that's your road to victory tonight. You got to let go. Don't hold no grudges. All of it. Put it all in the blood. All of it. I don't care where it came from. Sinner, saint, pastor, deacon, in between, even if it is your husband or wife. Get that going. Hallelujah. Just letting the Holy Spirit work. You might think I'm just talking, but it isn't. It's not true at all. He's here. You all believe that. I know you do. Now just open your heart real big. How do you do that, Brother Andrew? Don't put no fake up with God. Just be open. Say, Lord, this word was for me tonight. Been sitting too far on the fence. I just keep coming out. Can't never seem to get the faith to go in. Lord, maybe you have called to use me. Actually, he has. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to all to profit. That's right. Now, I don't know what your gifts are. I don't know how he wants to use you. I just know he wants to. And I know until we all get busy about the Father's business, we're just going to sit here and glow around in circles for years and years and years. This ain't another age. Don't look in the mirror. This is a bride time. And the bride, every person knows what they're doing. It's an army. It's a body, fitly framed together, joined together with love, where every joint supplies, the power of God can flow. God hears your prayers. Amen. God vindicates your voice. I don't care if you are a sister. He'll vindicate your voice. You stay right here with the word. Say, not my will, Father, but thine be done. And watch the inspiration begin to move on your soul. And so soon, are we forgetful here? What did he tell us Sunday? He said, I laugh in the face of my enemies. Those that say they'll beat you. He said, I already conquered them all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you thought Sister Suzanne was just going on and on and on. And then you saw the interpretation. No, she wasn't. It's the Holy Spirit telling us that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, just worship him. Just thank him for it. That's the Holy Ghost on you, brother. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, you see that. You feel that retract trying to go back. Well, Lord, I got to come out. No, press in. Press in. It's mine, Lord. I don't have to live in this dead life, this hell on earth that the devil's put me in. Bunch of doubt and confusion. Never got peace, never got love, never got joy. That ain't what you're called to. Press into Christ. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. It's the first three spoke of. Amen. They're yours. Eat them up. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he's still moving tonight. This is what vindicates the message that Christ is here now. That Christ is moving through souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bring it. You got to let go of that. Get rid of all your pride. Get rid of all your doubt, all your frustration, all your fear. Let it go. Sometimes we think we're being disrespectful. No, you're not. That's the most respectful thing you can do, is give God praise in the midst of your trial. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, just love on Him. Just love on Him. Sing in the Spirit. Love on Him. Worship in the Spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get away from your mind. Get away from this world. Even right here now. Recognize where you are as a believer. God's got angels posted on every door, watching your step. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Speak, my Lord. Speak,
be quick to answer thee.
Hallelujah.
Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer. Lord, send me. Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who will bring to me the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow
now?
Speak, my Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Oh, speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer. The time for reaping will be over. Soon we'll gather for the harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed child, well done.
Yes, Lord.
My Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, oh, speak, my Lord, speak, and I will answer.
Have a request tonight of prayer. You'd like me to pray with you? Would you come forward? Thank you, Jesus. The Lord's stirring your heart. Just believe it there, right where you're sitting. Receive that for yourself. That's right. I still believe in praying too. Hallelujah. But I do believe in that Gentile faith. I believe that's the hour we're coming into. Or we just have something on the inside that can just reach up and grab it. Pull it down. Hallelujah. Why? It's mine. It's mine. Nobody else can have that blessing. That one's mine. Amen. God didn't put me on your job. You have those co-workers. They're yours. Who will go to the harvest and go find me the lost and dying? You. That's right. Hallelujah.
Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be
quick to answer thee. I believe in healing power. He said, lay hands on the sick or recover. Or make you feel better so you can praise
speak
you without
my Lord.
Jesus Christ, we pray.
Speak, and I will answer, Lord.
Last time.
Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer, Lord.
Jesus. How many heard the Lord speak to you tonight?
Yes.
Amen. How many say amen? Lord, that was for me.
Yes, amen.
It's not sitting on the shelf, but Lord, you've brought me a revelation tonight.
Yes.
That this mediocre life in Christ I've settled for isn't what you call me to. You call me to go in. You call me to be fearless. You call me to be brave for you, Lord. In the face of the worst age, just think of that. I'm actually listening to Satan's Eden right now in my car. In the middle of Satan's Eden, here's the bride. Don't use your worldly knowledge. Who would send your bride to the middle of the darkest of dark? But God, why is he doing that? He's got that much confidence in the bride of Christ. He's got that much confidence in what she's called to. He's got that much confidence in the word he's brought us. And there doesn't need to be an eighth messenger. We don't need a 1,200th and 12th tape. We've got it. Hallelujah. We had a voice come tell us what? Thus saith the Lord. The move is on for the bride. Amen. Can we sing that tonight? I just feel like rejoicing a little bit. I feel like I always make y'all depressed, but it's a promise. It's a promise. We've come out. Go in, brother, sister. Don't be afraid. Move's on. That's right. I want to move with God. Don't let me sit back there in my own pity party. That gets lonely, don't it? Misery's always looking for company, but after a while, you're still lonely. If you'll press on the Lord, you've always got someone that's with you. Praise the Lord. Let's just have a good time tonight. Can we worship the Lord a little while?
The move is on, my Lord. The move is on.
Come on now.
The move is on, my Lord. The move is on. I can hear the rustle in the mulberry trees, and I know, I know, I know.
That's right, brother.
Move,
you too, sis.
Move. Oh, this is the moving day. Move a little closer where the streams are.
Get you a big drink.
Move on, brother.
Hallelujah.
Move on. Oh, yes, the move is on.